Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This is the story of a boy with a strange new power.
I had the craziest dream last night. Then it sort of came true.
This is the story of a mysterious girl who appears in those dreams.
We've been waiting a long time for you.
You have? Who's we?
This is the story of the people who are trying to make sense of it all.
Is there a name for them?
They're called Dream Breachers.
Are they dangerous?
Dream Breachers.
Feel free to leave us a message and tell us about your dream. We catalog every dream we hear about and study them, so share yours with us in the name of science. Here comes the beep.
Oh, hi. I had a real zinger of a dream last night. I dreamed my daughter ran into the road, only she wasn't running, she was sort of hopping, like a kangaroo. Really high, too. It was snowing like crazy, and I was trying to get to her, and suddenly she had skis on. She was totally fine, and also she was not a kangaroo. It wasn't a road at all. I had skis on, too, and I was zipping down this mountain. I mean, so fast. And then I was at the bottom, safe. My daughter was there, too. We got hot chocolate. It was served to us by a man dressed as a bear. Or it's possible it was an actual bear, but he was cute and friendly. It was a lovely dream in the end. But the weird thing is, I don't ski, and I don't have a daughter. So, what's that about?
Beware the lion!
Emmy, I don't mean to distract or alarm you, but you're about to beat Evan's high score.
I know.
Shh. High score!
I did it! Emmy, Marco, what's all the excitement?
Evan, I dreamed I beat your high score in Ringmaster's Run. Oh, wait, that actually just happened.
What? No way.
Read the leaderboard and weep.
I saw it. She killed it. Even on the one pinball that's sort of slow.
I'm impressed, Emmy, but not surprised. Congrats.
You gotta go play right now, Ev. Try to reclaim your spot.
Nah, I'm good. I'm sort of in the mood for skee ball.
Old school.
Right?
Hidden Passage Arcade has the best skee ball in town.
I think you mean the only skee ball in town. So what took you so long to get here anyway? It's almost time for dinner.
And we've been dying for an update. Where's Luna?
And I've been dying to tell you. It was sort of a weird morning, and it took me a while to pack, I guess.
Weird how? Pack for what?
Evan's parents are going to some fundraiser tonight, so he's staying at my house.
Oh, cool. So, did you return Luna?
Are you a millionaire yet?
Not a millionaire, no. But yes, Luna is back in the world of dreams, I guess. And get this, I dreamed I was driving a sports car, and when I woke up, it was parked in my driveway. And the keys were on my night table.
What? You're joking.
I'm not. And the girl I dreamed about, the girl Luna belongs to, she gave me a phone. Look, and it has this number in it. And when you call it, someone picks up and says, Dream Academy.
That's crazy.
I know.
Dude, you have a phone.
I know. Except my parents will have questions about where it came from, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you talk to the person who picked up when you called?
Nah, I choked. I hung up.
Evan!
What?
This is seriously messed up. How are you just playing skee ball like this is normal? And doing better than me?
Trust me, I'm completely freaked out. But it was also sort of fun. I mean, I could drive. And skee ball helped me think. I always find the rhythm of it calming. Always have.
That's true. I can't remember a time where we didn't play at least a few times a week because you wanted to.
Hey, you were playing skee-ball when I met you last year.
That's right.
So wait, do you think that means you actually know how to drive now?
Can't imagine that's possible.
But that's what I'm saying. You know people always say stuff like, if you can dream it, you can do it.
Which we know is pretty much nonsense.
Hey, wait, why is that nonsense? I have a poster that says that in my room. I totally believe that if you have a dream, you should pursue it.
Okay, Emmy, you're right. Everyone should pursue their dreams. But that's not exactly what I mean right now. I'm saying, what if for Evan, it's not nonsense? Like, what if he can literally dream it and do it? Evan, what if you can drive now?
You'd still need a license.
Not the point, Emmy.
Well, how am I supposed to find out? I mean, I'm not getting behind the wheel of that car again, that's for sure.
We'll think of a way to test it out. Because if you can learn stuff in your dream, then wake up knowing it, that's a real game changer. Hey, what did your parents say? Do they know how the car even got here?
Of course not. I told them, and Emmy, I may need you to back me up on this, that your stepdad was surprising your mom with the car in a few days.
Ugh, but how do we explain it when my mom is still driving her crazy camper van all around town? What if your parents run into my stepfather?
I don't know. I panicked. Anyway, it's a really nice car, and our car, as you know, is a hunk of junk. So they seemed sort of dazzled by it and didn't ask a ton of questions.
Speaking of which, we better get going. My mom said not to be late for dinner. See you at school tomorrow, Emmy.
Yep, see ya.
You're just in time. We are eating in the dining room tonight, since we have a guest. Evan, hi!
Hi, Mrs. Munoz. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Maria, can you get water cups for everyone?
Sure, but how come Marco and Evan get to have a sleepover on a school night and I don't?
Evan and Marco are 12, and you, minha querida, are 8.
It's not fair!
Oh, mind your own beeswax.
Ugh, bees. Ugh. I'm terrified of bees.
Why are you here anyway?
Rude!
Carlos! Jantar!
And why are you so scared of bees?
I don't know, I just am.
Hey, boys!
Hey, Dad!
Hi, Mr. Munoz. Thanks for having me over.
Seguro, Evan. Anytime.
And thanks for the birthday enchiladas.
Con gusto. Hope it was a good birthday.
I
I'm not even scared of bees, and I'm only 8.
Well, you must be very brave.
Bzzz.
Maria, por favor.
Can somebody please pass me that delicious-looking stew?
Sure, Dad. Here you go. Mom, can you pass the...
Oh, what's that?
Sweet potatoes tossed with a top-secret seasoning in a garlic citrus sauce. A new favorite at the restaurant.
Sounds awesome.
So, what was that fancy car in your driveway, Eva?
How do you know about that?
I saw your father out there sitting in it when I was coming home earlier. Windows down and radio blasting in a driveway. It was quite a scene, really. Hard to miss.
A friend of ours is trying to surprise his wife with it as a gift.
That's quite the gift.
Yup, sure is. Anyway, this stew, Mom, está delicioso.
It is. Wait, is that Spanish or Portuguese?
Both.
In Mexico, we say está delicioso.
And in Brazil, está delicioso.
Really is. Está delicioso, Mrs. Munoz.
Mr. Munoz threw the stew together earlier. What he did not make was a humble pie.
Two amazing chefs in one family. You guys don't know how lucky you are. We don't even have one over at my house.
Well, when you're older, we will give you a job at the restaurant, and you will learn for yourself.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Oh, bzz to you too. That would be so cool.
For now, just eat. And eat less than Mr. Munoz, who is looking like he might have a visit from Pisadeira tonight.
Oh, stop.
Pisadeira?
It's a Brazilian legend. The Stomper.
It's a bony old lady who visits you in your sleep and stomps on your stomach if you've eaten too much. My beloved Francisca here likes to remind me of the Stomper often.
You can stop now, Maria.
Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard, Evan? A woman who stomps on you in your sleep.
Well, it's up there.
Pretty crazy, all right.
Maria, your shirt is not a napkin.
Bzz.
And will you quit that buzzing?
Bzz.
You never mentioned the Stomper lady before.
I guess I didn't want to scare you.
Smart.
Anyway, Pisadeira isn't real.
Of course not. Hey, I wonder if there are any legends about dreams in my ancestry, you know? Something the Irish or the Scots thought up.
Seems likely.
Right? But nobody's passed any of it on to me. So I guess I'm on my own.
I guess so. So here's what I'm thinking. If you can bring back a car, you can bring back money. And like Emmy said, you should probably return the car.
Yeah, I probably should.
But the number one goal tonight is to bring home some major cash.
Marco!
What?
Give it up already.
What are you talking about? Give what up?
Nothing. Can you mind your own beeswax like Mom said?
Bzzz.
Shoo! Shoo! Is she always like this?
Yes.
I thought maybe she'd grow out of it.
Not yet.
Bzzz.
We're done here anyway. Boa noite, Maria.
Bzzz.
You sure you're okay sleeping on the floor? We have an air mattress somewhere.
I'm good, thanks. My sleeping bag's pretty cozy.
Seriously, though, don't you want to at least know about whether you can dream up wads of cash and bring it back? I mean, if you can bring back a dog and a car, why not money? And for that matter, why not skills other than driving? Hey, maybe you should take some volleyball classes in your next dream. That way, we'll know if you can learn things in there. And if you can, you'll beat Will in a rematch. Dude, maybe you could work out in your dreams and wake up cut.
I don't think I want to be cut. I'm 12. Are volleyball classes even a thing?
It's your dream. Anything can be a thing. And you know what? I'm going to try too. Maybe you're not the only one who can bring stuff out of dreams. Maybe you have to just know it's possible in order to be able to do it.
Maybe.
Hey, did you hear the one about the guy who dreamed he ate a big marshmallow and then he woke up and his pillow was gone?
What? I'm gonna try to dream about that girl again, too. Ask her about the Dream Academy.
Good plan. Okay, good night. Just don't forget some cold hard cash.
Marco, quit it.
Ouch. Okay. Maybe just some loose change to start?
The serve is all about positioning and power.
I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Oh, yeah, you definitely are.
I'm actually pretty good.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Okay. Nice return, but I still want it.
Let's play again.
You sure?
I've got all night.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, here we are.
Ma'am, I can take you down here at this window.
I've been here for 10 minutes now. How long does it take you to bleed?
All right, people, pay attention. Oh, this is not a drill. This is a real live bank robbery happening right now.
Please don't. I don't have any money.
I'm going to need everybody to put their hands up except for those four tellers over there who are going to start filling these bags with money. Evan, give them the bags. Evan.
What?
The bags, Evan. For the money.
Who? Me?
You see another Evan here?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea who any of you are. Wait, Mr. Trella?
What?
That you?
I
haven't seen you since you taught me in third grade, but I mean, well, I'm not robbing a bank. Are you kidding me?
Evan.
You are my teacher, and my parents would ground me forever.
All aboard! All aboard! Have your tickets ready. Doors closing in 1 minute.
I don't think you're on the right train, Evan. You're like the only one here who still looks like a kid.
What are you even doing here, Will? And I am a kid. I'm 12. So are you.
Sorry, Evan.
How do you know my name?
But you need to ride with an adult. No unescorted minors.
But he doesn't have an adult.
Yeah, but he's got a mustache. He shaves.
He does? No, he doesn't. You can't just push me off the train. I can grow a mustache, too.
Wait! And you, girl!
Did you just call me girl?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I mean, I don't know your name. What is your name? Where are you going?
Anna.
Oh, right. He said that last night.
I'm not going anywhere. I want to stay, but you're the one who needs to go.
Okay, Evan. It all comes down to one final question. Answer correctly, and you'll win $200,000. And the question is, what do you call a nose with no body?
I know this.
Let's hear it then, and send you home with some cold hard cash.
All right, my answer is nobody knows.
That's it for the win!
Yeah!
Marco, what's going on?
We're rich!
Oh, holy cow!
What are you guys doing?
Quick, put the rest of this cash in your bag before she sees. Nothing, Maria!
What? Oh, okay. It would be easier if you would stop throwing piles of money into the air.
But we're rich! How much money do you think this is? Do you think we both did it?
I think it's exactly $200,000. I won it on a game show.
OMG!
What's so funny?
Dude, I don't know what kind of game show that was, but you better look in a mirror.
What? Why? Where?
Help me with the last of the cash first.
What are you guys doing?
Okay, now let's get you to the bathroom.
Why? I don't
What's that on his lip?
What are you talking about? Marco, what is she talking about?
It's nothing, Maria. Just get out of here.
What's that screaming?
Nothing.
Evan has a brown worm on his lip and they won't let me in the bathroom.
A mustache! I have a mustache!
Quit it! It's not funny! Stop shushing me!
I'm sorry, but it really is. And you have to keep your voice down.
What am I gonna do?
I'm gonna find a razor, and you, my friend, are about to teach yourself how to shave.
Due to an error, today's lunch will be chicken and rice and not chicken and waffles. Apologies for any confusion.
Hey, Emmy.
Hey, guys. What's the latest?
We're rich, Emmy. Rich!
Shh! What is he talking about? And why is your lip bleeding?
Well, I sort of woke up with a mustache.
What?
And look!
That's real money?
I assume so.
But how?
I dreamed I won it on a game show.
Come on, let's try the vending machine and see if it works. Well, what are you waiting for? Pick something.
I can't decide what I want.
Not the point, Evan. Pick anything.
Okay.
Water? You picked water?
She said to pick anything.
Like I was saying. We're rich. Rich!
You have to put the money back, Evan.
He won it fair and square.
He only dreamed he won it.
He could have had a dream where he lost, but he didn't.
I think being greedy isn't the right way to go with this power.
I know. You're right.
So, how about this? You love dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you, bring back some supplies for the local shelter? They're always asking for food and cleaning supplies and stuff. And I bet if we think about it, we can think of people to help, too.
Is that Will? Yeah, what's he doing looking through the trash? Whoa. Hey, why are you looking through the trash, Will?
I think I may have thrown out my retainer.
Whoa. Gross.
Yeah, well, go away, or I'll make you help look.
Yeesh.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
We got hot chocolate. It was served to us by a man dressed as a bear. Or it's possible it was an actual bear, but he was cute and friendly. It was a lovely dream in the end. But the weird thing is, I don't ski. And I don't have a daughter. So, what's that about?
So that's funny. Two dreams about skiing in 2 days.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like there are patterns, and then they end up not being patterns at all.
Interesting. Hey, how long have you been working here anyway?
This is my third year at the Dream Academy.
Uh-huh. And those clocks from the shop downstairs haven't driven you crazy yet.
Give it time, Henry. Give it time. Get it?
I get it.
Yeah, the woman who owns the shop is hard of hearing, so that makes sense.
Indeed it does. So, about this dream, when I log it, should I tag it for real bear or imagined bear or both? Earth to Naya?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, Henry. Just, reading an email from the director.
What about?
It says there's been activity that indicates some new movement between dreams and reality.
You mentioned this a little bit during my interview a few weeks ago, but really? Moving between dreams and reality, that's a thing that can happen?
Yes. We're not exactly sure how many people can do it, but they're out there. And the director thinks maybe there's a new kid on the block, so to speak.
You realize that sounds insane and completely defies the laws of physics and consciousness as we know it.
But that doesn't make it any less true. Also, that's part of why I hired you, with your background in physics to balance my background in psychology. Because at the Dream Academy, yes, we research dreams, but a lot of our work has to do with this phenomenon and making sure no one's abusing that power. We're studying dreams in general while also looking for specific signs of this kind of activity.
These people who can move between dreams and reality in this way, is there a name for them?
They're called dream breachers.
Are they dangerous?
Some of them are, yes.
Well, that's not good. So how does it work? How do they do it? Like, you go to sleep, and then what?
Imagine where we are now is one country, and our dreams are like another country. And there's a wall of water, the breach in this case, between them.
A wall of water?
Yes. As far as the eye can see, up, down, left, and right. Now, for most people, this wall, the breach, is uncrossable, like an ocean. You're on one shore when you're awake, and the far shore when you dream. But there's no passes between them that you can access. The breach is just too far, and too wide, and too deep, and to everything, and you can't swim, and you don't have a boat or anything. That's how it is for most people.
Okay.
But for breachers, it's more like a pool they can swim across if they just hold their breath long enough. And for the most powerful breachers, apparently, it's as easy as stepping over a tiny stream and back. Or, if you look at it another way, it's like the most powerful breachers can walk straight into a tsunami and come out on the other side bone dry and without a hair out of place.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what makes a breacher dangerous?
Well, they can bring back money or diamonds or gold for starters. And wealth can corrupt people, as we know from, well, the entire history of humankind. Also, they can imagine anything in a dream, really, and then have it in reality. Weapons, poison, evidence of facts that aren't true, anything.
Wow. Yeah, I can absolutely see that getting dangerous. So what are we looking for if we're looking for new breacher activity? What evidence would there be?
Typically, we look for strange news stories, like things appearing or disappearing. Like, you know that mystery artist, Jenksy?
The guy whose paintings keep popping up in museums and no one knows how they got there.
Exactly.
Wait, you think he's a dream breacher?
Or she, or they, yes. He, she, they can put their paintings up in their dreams, and then the art is still there when they wake up.
That's insane.
I know. So we're looking for stuff like that, stuff that seems to defy logic. And we also, of course, pay close attention to dreams people call in with, in case the breacher is turning up in multiple people's dreams.
They can do that? Go into other people's dreams?
The most powerful ones, yes.
You're not a breacher, are you?
Of course not.
You tell me?
Of course not.
Huh.
You're not one, are you?
Oh, wow. Touché. That would be crazy.
Evan! You home?
In here!
Hi, honey. How was school?
Oh, fine.
And last night at Marco's? Gosh, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. Ooh, hug, please.
Dinner was so good. I mean, not that you're not also an excellent cook, but...
Oh, you don't have to lie. I'd eat over there or at their restaurant every night if I could, too. Hey, Dad's on his way. Want to help me throw together a quick soup?
Sure.
Here, chop these.
On it. Hey, how was the fundraiser?
It was fun. Except when we got home, your father wanted to sit in that sports car for a while, and I was like, you're on your own. I'm going to bed. He is quite smitten with that car. We'll have to ask Emmy's mom to take him out for a spin in it after Marty gives it to her.
Oh, right. Great idea. I mean, if they even keep it, I'm not sure Emmy's mom is going to like it. Hmm. Anyway, I think Emmy's stepdad is coming for it tonight, so we should probably just put the keys in the ignition.
And risk someone stealing it? No way.
But... Oh, I'll get it. Hello, this is the last known landline on Earth. May I ask who's calling?
Uh-huh.
Hey, man!
The Guinness Book of World Records? You mean we really do have the last landline?
Very funny.
Evan?
Sorry, Marco. What's up?
I was just wondering. I mean... Are you really going to return the money?
I am.
All of it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes, it's the right thing to do.
It's also sort of a bummer.
It is, yeah.
But I'm proud of you. Clearly, I wouldn't be good at this at all.
I'm sure you'd be good at it, Marco.
I'm home.
Hey, I've got to go. Dinner.
Okay, sure. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
What was that about?
Oh, you know, stuff.
Oh, sure. I love to talk about stuff.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night.
Again.
It's starting to feel easy.
You're getting the hang of it. You're really getting it.
Attention Card Mart shoppers, today we're running a 3-for-1 special on single socks. You heard that right. Load up today and lose your socks without fear. Also, a satisfaction guarantee on all soups runs until midnight. If you don't like your soup, just bring back the can tomorrow and we'll recycle it for you and let you buy another one half price. These deals are hard to beat.
You sure are buying a lot of dog food, kid. And that's a lot of kitty litter. You have money for all this?
Here, take it all. It's $200,000.
I think that's gonna be too much, but no problem.
Black 48 for the win. Black 48.
What are you going to do about the car, Evan? It's not wise to keep it around for very long.
I'm trying my best. And what do you care? Why are you following me?
Place your bets.
I'm here to check on you.
Hold your bets.
I don't even know how to play this game. I don't like it here. Whoa. Anna's beach. Good. But no Anna. Anna? Anna! What?
Oh, Evan!
Dad?
Rise and shine. I'm starting laundry before I head to work. You got any?
Oh, my goodness. Look at all that stuff.
Evan, your door won't open.
Oh, that's just some stuff. I'll move it.
Just let me in, and I'll grab your hamper. If I just push a bit.
No, don't. I just mean it's a mess in here. Anyway, I'm 12 now. Shouldn't I be doing my own laundry?
Yes. Yes, you should. That's a great idea. But, Evan?
Yeah?
You're still going to have to figure out how to open your door.
Reminder that the Drama Club is holding auditions after school today for the upcoming production of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty what?
So, it worked?
Yeah, it worked. I could barely get the door to my bedroom open. Oh, but Emmy, how exactly am I supposed to get all this stuff to the animal shelter? It needs to be gone before my parents get home from work.
I'll ask my mom. We'll go after school. Camper van can hold a ton of stuff.
Oh, okay. Awesome. That was easier than I thought it would be. And hey, I used all the money I won to buy all the stuff, so the money's gone.
Good.
Oh, but the man in black was there at the end. And then there were these crazy bird sounds, and I woke up.
What about the girl?
Anna. I was able to go to the place where I last saw her, a beach. But she wasn't there.
I've got to get to chemistry. See you after school. I'm sure my mom will say yes.
This is an incredible donation, guys. Even the animals seem excited. So you can just put it all right inside over here. I'll prop this door open for you. And, I mean, I can help if you...
No worries, we've got it.
Evan, are you sure? It really is a lot to unload.
We can do it, Mom.
Yeah, Mrs. Watanabe, we got this.
Where did you get it all?
Oh, you know.
That chore money really adds up, right, Evan?
Yeah, sure does.
Well, I need to make a quick call, then I'll come help.
Oh, I think I overdid it. I'm just now realizing it would have been easier to just donate the money.
People would have wondered where a kid got so much cash. And you put the money back where it came from. Literally in your dreams, which feels right. And it's for a good cause. And it's not causing anyone any harm. Now you just have to return the car. Someone might be looking for it.
But couldn't they just dream up another one?
I don't know how it works any more than you do. Have you called again? The number for the Dream Academy?
Ugh, no. I think I'm scared.
Well, I think we should try to find more about the place first. For sure. Oh, look at this dog. I sort of want to take him home.
Oh, I want to take them all home. I loved having Luna, even though it was like only for a day.
You're gonna have a dog someday, Evan. I just know it.
Thanks, Emmy. Come on, let's finish up.
So share yours with us in the name of science. Here comes the beep.
I dreamed I ate a giant marshmallow, and when I woke up, my pillow was gone. I'm kidding. That's an old joke. But I did dream that this creepy dude sold me a green marble and said it was a dream about my future. There were other colors for other kinds of dreams, but I don't remember the details. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in that one because it's not like people can control what they dream. And a marble sure isn't gonna help. In the dream, though, this guy was very convincing. Dreams for sale! Dreams for sale! Pop one, or two if you're feeling crazy, under your pillow and wait for the show. He was really working it. He had, like, different names for the different colored marbles. You ever heard of anything like that before?
Evan? Nate? I'm making sleepy time tea before bed. Anybody want some?
No thanks, Mom.
I'm good.
But hey, Mom!
Yeah?
Leave the car key out, okay? I'm supposed to give it to Emmy for her stepdad in the morning.
Oh. Well, tell Emmy to tell Marty that if he ever wants to get me a birthday gift, I'll take a car like that too, please.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Good night. Evan, don't use all the hot water.
Don't worry, I won't.
It's a bit hot for my liking, if you don't mind.
Ah!
Oh, sorry. Did I startle you?
Oh, it's not really there. You're just dreaming it. Penguins can't talk.
Oh? Can't they? Have you ever considered the possibility that penguins can talk, and it's simply that you haven't been listening?
Yeah, I'm done here.
I think my work here is done.
Really?
Totally. You started out pretty bad, let's be honest. Now you're like an animal out there.
an animal!
Why are we at the zoo, Evan?
I have no idea. I think someone mentioned animals. Who are you?
I'm someone who is happy to see you.
Why happy?
Because, like I told you, we've been waiting a long time for you.
You have? Who's we? I don't understand.
But you need to be better at this. You need to get better fast. And here's a pro tip. Never bring something from the real world into a dream.
What if it's something I brought out?
Especially then.
But I had to bring Luna back in, didn't I? She's yours. And the car. I'm trying to bring the car back right now.
I don't have time to explain. Just here.
Take this. Keep it safe.
Evan, breakfast.
Coming. Morning, Mom.
Eggs ready in 1 minute. Hey, don't forget the car key.
It's still here?
Yes, Evan. You said you're going to bring the key to school?
Oh, right. Sorry. Still waking up.
Have a seat. And there's your toast.
Thanks, Mom. I'll grab it. What the?
What's with the marble? I haven't seen you play with one of those in years.
Honestly, Mom, I have no idea.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.